The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On that first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there. The cloth had been covered his head, not with burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus was dying on the cross, one of the last instructions he gave to all of us was to have a special love and devotion for his mom, Mary. And in a special way today, as we celebrate St. John the Evangelist, we're reminded as Catholic Christians how blessed we are to have the Blessed Mother in our life, an example of humility and service and courage. Mary's life was not easy. She faced many hardships. But perhaps the greatest lesson our Blessed Mother teaches us is when things get rough in our lives, to keep our eyes focused on her son, Jesus. While others fled Jesus while he was dying on the cross, she kept her eyes focused on her son and trusted that all was going to work out. And that's what we're called to do, my friends, to keep our eyes focused on Jesus as Mary instructed us. Could you imagine how the world would change overnight if every Catholic prayed the rosary? You know, think about that. The power of the Blessed Mother through her most powerful intercession to pray the rosary. So during this beautiful Christmas season, let us grow in our love and devotion to Our Lady and ponder her in our hearts as Jesus instructed us. So let's ask our Blessed Mother right now to pray for us, that we may be courageous in our daily lives and keep our eyes focused on her son, Jesus.